on a day to day. Already know what's happening, I don't gotta shake the hay. Big moves, big stepper in the right direction. The trip continues, every W's a psychedelic. Journey over accolades, divvy up the accolades and tell them boys to have a day. Give and take, and I let it give. Give and take, and I let it. Love to see the bros hitting milestones. Gone, get your shine on, brighter than an iPhone. Screen anybody trying to take a piece of pie home. Try some, shape a sticker, drop them like a pine cone. Conversations about the goals and the gold that I'm sitting on. All I hear is low balling digits if I listen to them. No need to counter if it's disrespect. Swam with sharks, learned how to bite my way out fishing nets. Yeah, I see the light at the end. All the juice got me swinging for the fans. Always look the life through a different lens. Sevens every time I put that lever in the air. I love when the good news coming in on a day to day. Already know what's happening, I don't gotta shake the hay. Big moves, big stepper in the right direction. The trip continues, every W's a psychedelic. Journey over accolades, divvy up the accolades and tell them boys to have a day. Give and take, and I let it get.
What's up, contractors? Welcome back to another edition of the American Contractor Show. I'm your host, John Dye, and we are here today to empower, equip, and motivate you to become the best contractor that you can be. So thank you so much for joining us today as we continue down this journey of helping you guys understand the world and understand what's going on in contracting, but not just that, get a little bit of a break and get informed and enjoy some time with us today. So thank you for joining us and thank you for being a part of the contracting community. So we have some amazing sponsors I got to shout out to real quick before we get started. First off, Infinity Home Services. If you guys don't know who they are ridding the world of unscrupulous contractors. They're helping by connecting contractors and partnering with them and giving them the resources and equity in order for them to grow. They are amazing. They're a great group to work with. And if you are interested in potentially signing up with a company like Infinity, I encourage you to go to our website and fill out the form for the free roofing company evaluation. This will give you an idea of what your company is worth and who is interested in a business like yours. So check it out. Link is in the comments for that. Also, JobNimbus, great partner of us. They are the top CRM for contractors, an amazing platform. And they have this amazing peak performance report that you want to hang out for to hear about today. We're going to show another segment of that later on in the episode. But if you want to get your own copy of the peak performance report, the link is in the comments for this as well. And I also heard something about some sort of logo competition that they're having. We'll talk to you more about that later. But they are having a logo competition and they're giving away $5,000 to contractors. So go check that out. All right. And Rilla. Rilla is amazing. It is the ultimate tool that you're looking for if you are a sales manager in order to manage your in-home sales teams. This is like having a ride-along on every single one of your company's sales presentations. Go check them out. Rilla is amazing. It's one of my favorite pieces of software that we have. Link is also in the comments for that. And of course, Hailtrace. Daylight today, you're going to want to know what's going on. And Hailtrace is the best source when it comes to getting information about where the storms are and where they're coming and where they're going to hit and all that good stuff. So make sure to go check out our friends over at Hailtrace. All right. I've got some news for today. All right. It's a little stuffy in here. Excuse me. But we've got news today. I got three good stories that I think you guys are going to be interested in. And the first one I want to share with you guys. This one, we've actually done some episodes and some content about this this specific product, but there was a huge announcement that came out, and they just opened up a new facility. So GAF, the massive company that, by the way, I guess I'm wearing a little GAF swag today. I didn't even realize it. They are opening up, they just opened up a new Timberline solar manufacturing facility. That's right. GAF Energy, which is a part of GAF and of Standard Industries, they recently inaugurated a new 450,000 square foot manufacturing facility in Georgetown, Texas. This facility is dedicated to specifically producing the Timberline solar product. Okay, this is the solar shingle that you can nail in. I don't know if you guys remember this. We did stuff about it during We showed videos of this in the past. It's a pretty cool product. This new plant is going to be able to boost the energy production of the capacity of these solar products by 500%. Okay, this is going to reach the total annual output of 300 megawatts of solar shingles. It's pretty insane how much solar shingles.
First nailable. Oh,
this is it right here, by the way,
on the market. It's a fully integrated product, a fully integrated system.
So they are ramping this up. And it's going to be an incredible product. And so they opened this new facility up. It's in Georgetown, Texas. It's pretty incredible. It's got certifications, but it's also ready to go. And now they're going to be able to ramp up production by 500% of this Timberline solar product. It's literally the world's first nailable solar shingle that can go in and integrates directly with the Timberline. They have a special shingle with it. It's a pretty cool product. And so it's pretty cool to see that availability is going to increase. This is going to allow you guys to get more of this product and potentially provide it to more homeowners across the nation. So we're going to see more of the Timberline solar, and it's awesome that it's being built right here in Georgetown, Texas, in the good US of A, right? Can't help that. So thank you, GAF, for opening up this new facility. Hopefully, if you guys are paying attention and you guys want to get certified with them, reach out to your local GAF rep. I'm sure they can get you set up on that product, but it's a pretty awesome product for sure. So, all right, big news. Okay, I got another story here. This one is very interesting. I've heard of a lot of scams going around in the industry for a long time, for years and years and years. Most of them related to insurance restoration, where contractors go on roofs and create damage and then thus get roofs approved, okay? Well, this one's different. This one's coming out of Denver, which Denver's starting to become the new Florida, I think. So this one's just a little bit of a different take on the scam idea here. But according to this article in CBS News out of Denver, scammers plant worms on shingles of a Denver home to sell unneeded roofing work. All right. So I kid you not, there's a video on this. Maybe we'll put the link in the comments, but this is crazy. So the scammers targeted at least three families in Denver, claiming that they claim to be roofers, and they said that they noticed issues with the homeowner shingles. They planted worms under the shingles and then claimed that those worms were termites to justify unnecessary roofing work. So these residents shared their encounters. These guys approached them. They inspected the roof, and then they started tearing off shingles and telling them that their roof was infested with termites. And it was worms. I kid you not. They were aggressive. They argued and cursed at these homeowners when they were confronted. They also took money for work that was never completed, with one victim paying over $11,000. The company that was used was called Uptown Remodeling LLC. I think we put that up a little bit ago. There's a picture of the worms. This is what they put on the roofs. I kid you not. They provided freight credentials, insurance information, and all that was tracked back to some company out of Kansas that was completely unrelated. So they somehow got a hold of someone's stuff and used it as their own. So after all this happened, the victims were left with severely damaged roofs that required full replacement. So I'm sure they got paid for under some sort of vandalism claim. But this literally happened where fake contractors showed up at homeowner's house with worms, put them under the shingles, and then tried to convince homeowners that their roofs were termite infested. So yeah, it's pretty crazy. This is a big, huge scam, which I've never heard of something like this. I'm completely unfounded by it. Their account has now been suspended on the internet. They have no website. They have no information out there. They have disappeared. The worm contractors are gone. So just for a sake of mine, like, if you're a homeowner watching this and you get someone coming up saying your roof has termites, maybe get a second opinion on that. But termites don't look like worms. And if they're just worms under your roof, probably someone put them there. But that was something new that I've never heard of. Talk about taking the scam whole thing to another level. Creating damage is bad enough. And now we got people putting worms on roofs and telling homeowners that their roofs now are termite infested and have to be replaced. How about that one, right? That's a new one. I've never heard of worms being put on roofs. And then, I guess it just gets better and better as time goes on, right? People just find new ways to scam whatever they can out of whoever they can. All right, and then there's another one here, another interesting story. This one coming out of North Carolina. The feds say that a group stole $290,000 in building materials from Lowe's stores. This one's interesting because I think there's a lot of contractors that need to keep an eye out for this, but keep an eye on your Lowe's charge accounts because this is happening a lot more. This is one example of it, but according to this one, six individuals are accused of conducting a fraudulent scheme across Lowe's stores in the Carolinas, Georgia, and Florida. The federal indictment filed in South Carolina outlines that the group made at least 24 fraudulent transactions since June of the previous year. So what they were doing is these suspects were using fake identification cards, so they were getting fake IDs, and they were presenting themselves as authorized buyers on corporate accounts. So they figure out who was authorized buyers on corporate accounts. They'd get a fake ID saying that they were that person, and they'd show up to a Lowe's and try to buy stuff on that charge account that Lowe's had. I know a lot of contractors like to use the Lowe's charge account. It's a great charge account. It's easy to use. But on the flip side of this, this is what's happening too on this side of it though. They netted at least $293,000 from these activities, and they're looking. The feds are trying to take a house from one of them and hopefully try to get some of this back. But I guarantee you, the contractors that were affected in this probably weren't. Lowe's probably took the hit on this because it was really their fault for not confirming those people, but they were scammed. So it's pretty interesting. They haven't actually brought anyone into custody. They haven't confirmed anything, but there's going to be more stuff. And this could escalate to the U.S. Supreme Court, they said. There's some potential legal challenges across this with litigation. But at the end of the day, very interesting alert. So I always tell people, keep an eye on your charge accounts, whether they be an ABC account, Lowe's account, Home Depot, wherever you buy material from, keep an eye on your accounts and make sure that your employees are individuals aren't showing up to these supply houses and trying to buy material under your company's name, because it happens a lot. And Lowe's got $290,000 off this one thief, this one group taking material from them. So this is a pretty big deal. So anyways, always tell people, keep an eye on that, because that could happen to anybody. All right, we're gonna take a quick break, and when we come back, we're gonna share some cool videos that we found on the internet that I think you guys are gonna think are pretty cool as well. So stay tuned. They're revolutionizing the way we think about roofing services. But here's the best part. They're looking to partner with ambitious contractors that are ready to take their business to the next level. So imagine having the support, the resources, and the expertise of a leading industry player on your side. And because they're all about adding value, Infinity Home Services offers a free, no strings attached evaluation of your business. Click the link in the comments or the show notes, and you could be on your way to unlocking incredible growth opportunities. Don't let this chance slip by. Sign up today for your free evaluation. As a sales leader, you know the importance of every customer interaction. So let me introduce you to Rilla, a powerful tool designed to enhance your team's in-home sales presentations. Rilla records and analyzes your team's interactions, providing detailed feedback that helps pinpoint strengths and identify areas for improvement. It's like having an expert sales coach available 24/7, ensuring your team performs at their best. With Rilla, watch your sales numbers soar as your team closes more deals efficiently. Don't wait to upgrade your sales strategy. Visit the Rilla link in the comments or show notes to discover how Rilla can revolutionize your team's performance. All right, guys, welcome back. And we're going to surf the social media a little bit today. And I've got some pretty cool videos that I want to show you guys. There's some pretty dope stuff here. So let's grab one of these here. Let's start with this video with these excavators. This one's pretty cool. So you see a job site, looks like a pretty normal job site, right? And then check out these excavators here. So this guy's obviously working from a remote facility. He's just working off a bunch of screens, and then they've got they're running their machines. How cool is this?
Just like that, he's on the loader.
Yep, he's on the loader now. That's crazy. Here's the loader out running around doing his thing. That's a pretty awesome invention. I think you're going to see a lot more of this in the future as the technology continues to happen. I think we had a video too where we showed the new cat where they have the remote control cats that you can use the excavators, the minis, and all that other stuff. But now we got full blown equipment here being ran from a centralized facility. And you've got equipment operators now potentially working, basically playing video games at work all day. How cool is that? So that was a pretty, that's a pretty cool deal right there. So awesome. Quick comments on that though, on that one. So as an Italian, I sincerely admire this. Oh, this is a pizza one. Sorry. This guy says, so if he hits somebody or something, does he still have to take a drug test? This one, other one says taking jobs away. Another comment said that zero feel for the machine. I foresee a lot of machines getting destroyed using this. I could see that because I think a lot of operators do operate off of feel. This one runs a machine so you don't have to work an office job and you end up doing both. Personally, I think it'd be a fun job, but I can understand how as an equipment operator, this could potentially cause issues. But you know, at the end of the day, there's probably a lot of cost savings involved in that. And so a lot of people I'll probably be turning to this in the future. So, all right, let's watch this next one.
Cook a massive pizza on the job site using a custom 4-foot pan and a smooth drum roller to roll the dough. First, I blew flour all over the drum with a leaf blower. We didn't want 25 pounds of dough sticking to the roller. Now, I know what you're thinking. Yes, we cleaned the roller drum, at least the part that would touch the dough. I stacked 2/4-inch boards on either side, minus the thickness of the pan. This gave us a 3/8-inch crust, which worked out perfect. I used a concrete float to spread the sauce. This worked awesome. Honestly, if I had my own pizza shop, this is how I would do it. 3 full hard hats of mozzarella and pepperoni sliced with my Milwaukee hacksaw. We built an oven with some leftover blocks and brick and used charcoal to heat it. This pizza was crazy heavy, so we used the cat to get it into the oven. Once it was in place, we covered the oven with aluminum to trap in the heat. All we had to do now was wait and enjoy some cold drinks. It took about 20 minutes for it to bake. We couldn't believe how well this thing turned out. It looked and smelled amazing. Let us know in the comments, what should we cook next on the job site?
All right, I love this video for a lot of reasons. I mean, yes, it looks incredible. The pizza looks insane. But besides that, though, just in general, like, I can remember, you know, growing up, being on job sites for a long time, this was a common thing. And you know what? There's nothing like eating pizza on the job site, which happened a lot, of course, is, you know, you just try to get jobs done. So, you know, we used all kinds of stuff like horses and tables and made our own stuff. And this is cool to see, you know, this being done with a whole pizza. And it's incredible. I think it looks awesome. And kudos to these guys. This is from the video from the house.plans Instagram account. That's HAUS.plans Instagram. Freaking cool. Some of the comments on these, of course, as an Italian, I sincerely admire this. Heavy metals and toxins are still better than pineapple. I don't know. Yeah. Anyways, we'll come back to that. Number two, I'm on a diet. I'll just have a slice. Yeah, one slice of those will be plenty. But yeah, good for you. Keep on that diet. Here we go. When you want to become a chef, but parents force you to become a civil engineer. And then, okay, but the real question is, did it taste good? And I can guarantee you that pizza tastes good. That looks incredible. And kudos to house.plans for that. Thanks for sharing that video with us. That's freaking cool. All right. This one's a fun one, guys. This next video we're going to show you guys is pretty cool. I mean, come on, that's like a 2-for-1 deal, right? You get to be in the pool, and I'll say this, my uncle's a pool builder, and my cousin does it in a bunch of families. So this is freaking cool because these guys don't usually get to get in the pools that they build. So to see this where they get to actually get in the pool and do some finished work on that concrete, that is pretty awesome. That's from the account. I'm not sure where that video is from, but it's a cool video. Some of the comments are great, though. First one is, why does he have his socks on? Just a good question for that video. Why are his socks on there? But he definitely went in with his socks on. And then someone else says socks on because it's still business o'clock. Okay. He's still at work. You know, you can't just take the socks off when you're at work. So that one's that's classic right there. I appreciate that, guys. Thanks for having a good day at work. And you know, this is what construction should all be about. Yeah, we're getting stuff done, but we're also having a little bit of fun while we're doing it. All right. This is a cool tool I want to share with you guys. Now, this one's controversial. I'm just going to warn you, like, people are, there's a whole lot of worlds on this next one. So let me share this one from you. And this one's from a Kruger Construction on Instagram. Let's watch this one. This is cool. All right, so this is a really cool deal. This is meant for horizontal wall work. So basically, you're going to hold a tool along the side like that and try to, you know, use it as you work in front of you. It can handle up to 37.48 pounds. This is a really, really cool deal. It's called the Hilti Exo T22 Tool Balance. And as someone that has worked with stuff like this before, I know we have camera operators that like to run these things for their cameras because these rigs get pretty heavy. But we've never seen one like this for construction tools specifically like this. And so this is brand new. I love this. I think this is great. I think it takes a lot of strain off your back. We all know, like, at the end of the day, construction is construction. It's a tough job. There's a lot of things that are going to be tough on your body that maybe you could potentially avoid for the future. This is a good way to, you know, be able to work longer, work a little bit better without being super hurt at the end of the day. So I appreciate that tools like this are starting to come into play and that contractors now have these options. Here's some of the comments, though, from this video. Remember the old day when we picked things up manually and required muscle strength? Yeah, I do remember those. And this one said, can I take out an engine with it? Because it does look like an engine hoist. But unless your engine weighs less than 37.48 pounds, I don't think it's going to work. This is the weirdest comment I've ever read. Won't sell, I think, is what he meant to say. Millennials don't construction. Thank you, comment person, for that one. But yes, millennials like construction, actually, and it's becoming a thing. So here's another one. I've been lifting heavy tools and materials my entire career. I'm strong enough, and I won't use this tool in a heartbeat. Okay, well, That's all totally up to you. The fact that it exists, though, is an option. I appreciate that, and I'm looking forward to seeing more of this type of stuff on the job sites in the future. So, cool tool. Thank you, Hilti, for creating this. And yeah, that thing is pretty awesome. So, all right, we're gonna take a quick break. When we come back, I've got some stuff, some pretty cool data to share with you guys from the JobNimbus Peak Performance Report. This one's gonna have to do with some of the things that you guys are doing online, and potentially give you guys some tips to help you become better at that side of your business, because big contractors are getting really good at it and it might be hurting your business. So stay tuned. We'll be right back. If you're in the contracting business, you know how tough it can be to stand out and scale up. That's why I'm excited to talk about Infinity Home Services, a name that's becoming synonymous with success in the roofing industry. Backed by private equity and with a track record of phenomenal growth, they're the partners you've been dreaming of. Here's the invitation to you guys. Infinity Home Services is looking for partners like you. They believe in building strong, mutually beneficial relationships that drive success. And to get the ball rolling, they're offering your business a free evaluation. Imagine getting personalized insights from industry leaders on elevating your business. All you need to do is click the link in the comments or our show notes, and you can get started right away. And this could be the game changer you've been waiting for. So don't hesitate. Click that link and get your free evaluation. Hey, want to ace every sales appointment? Then you got to meet Rilla, your new secret weapon. This innovative technology captures your in-home sales presentations and then analyzes the audio to give you personalized feedback. It's like having a coach with you at every step, helping you refine your approach, boost your confidence, and close more deals. Whether you're looking to sharpen your pitch or handle objections more effectively, Rilla provides the insights you need to grow and succeed. Elevate your sales game with Rilla. Visit the Rilla link in our comments or show notes and start transforming your sales approach today. All right, guys, welcome back. All right, I got a peak performance report. And by the way, I'm just going to say this real quick. I'm so glad it hasn't rained yet. If you guys don't know, we are under a metal roof. Our building is metal. And today it's been extremely rainy. We're getting a bunch of storms. So by the way, if you are in an area that is going to be affected by today's storms, I encourage you guys to stay safe. Make sure that you're in a safe place. Or is there, they are calling for a pretty massive tornado outbreak for this later this afternoon and evening, as well as tomorrow in the Midwest. I know that Oklahoma got some yesterday and last night, and there's potentially more on the way. So it's that time of year, folks. Spring has sprung, and it is time to get safe. So if you are in the area for that, keep an eye on your weather stuff. Make sure that you are in a safe place, and that you know, let's all stay safe out there and hope that things don't get too out of hand. I heard something about gorilla hail at some point. That's crazy. We'll talk more about that maybe next week. All right. But today I want to share with you guys, this is coming directly from the Peak Performance Report, which if you haven't had a chance to look at this, this is the report that JobNimbus puts out every year. The Peak Performance Report for today, what we're going to talk about, the section comes from section 3, and it has to do with how many reviews does your business have online? Okay. A lot of companies hopefully have some sort of online presence, whether it be Google, you know, some sort of Google listing, or maybe Yelp or Facebook or whatever. And this, they ask contractors, how many reviews do you have online? What astounded me was 6% of contractors said zero. Zero reviews online. Okay, that's the first one there. So there's two bars there. One bar, the top bars on all these are for the base contractors. This is just anybody that wants to you know, respond essentially. And then the smaller, or the bar below it, the darker bar, the darker blue, is for high revenue contractors. So zero reviews, 6% of base contractors had zero reviews. 1% of high revenue contractors had zero reviews. Most base contractors have between 1 and 25 reviews. Okay, so 26% of base contractors, that's your everyday contractor, has between 1 and 25 reviews. 14% of high revenue contractors have between 1 and 25. And then the stats kind of flip around a little bit. Down at the very bottom, though, 200 plus reviews, that's where most of the high revenue contractors land. Okay, if you're a high revenue contractor, you're going to see 26% of those guys have 200 plus reviews. Only 17% of all the other contractors have over 200 reviews. That is a big deal to look at. Basically is showing that high revenue companies get more reviews. Okay. And then under the how to nail it section right there, it says reviews are essential to customer decision-making, which can impact your revenue. Get more reviews for your business by asking for them every time you finish a job. Big line there is which can impact your revenue. Your revenue could be directly impacted by how many reviews you have online. I will say this as a consumer, when I buy products, I always look for products that have more reviews than have been used and tested most of the time. Especially if I'm buying something like on Amazon or some sort of marketplace, I'm looking for products that have higher reviews. If you're in the marketplace for a new roof and you're looking at contractors, you're comparing one contractor over the other. One contractor has 1,000 reviews, one has 40. I mean, 1,000 reviews that are almost all 5 stars versus, you know, a contractor that has 40 could be a big deal maker for that consumer as far as they're making, as when they're making decisions as to who they're going to hire. So the data is the data. High revenue contractors get more reviews. Lower contractors get less reviews. And it could be based on the amount of work you do too. But at the end of the day, if you know that those jobs are really essential to you, find a way to get reviews and, you know, potentially help raise that rate. And then we had this question here that was asked on the next page of this section, which is 04. It says, what is your company's average star rating? Okay. Then it comes back down to most companies have a 5-star rating. 81%, 80% of them have a high 5-star rating. 20% of high revenue have a 4-star. 18% of base have a 4-star. And then what's interesting was the only 3-star reviews were coming out of base contractors. High revenue contractors don't have 3 stars. It's all 4 or 5. 80% of high revenue companies surveyed have an average of 5 stars. A 5-star rating is the gold standard. Try something new this year to provide better service, communication, or products, and be sure to ask for reviews when you know your customers have had a great experience. Great thesis here from Job Nimbus, but at the end of the day, yes, the better you can communicate, the better you can handle your customers, the better information you're able to put in front of them. And the fact that you have all these tools in place for your business will make a big difference. So I encourage you guys to go check out Job Nimbus, check out this peak performance report. This has all the tools, all the data that could potentially help your business grow, become better, become all that it can be. So thank you, Job Nimbus, for doing this and putting out this peak performance review year after year. Awesome, guys. Well, thank you so much for being a part of today's episode. Hopefully you learned something new today, and we took a quick little break together. But if you guys, if you guys have great stories, have stuff you want to share, make sure to send it in. We'd love to hear from you guys. We always love getting feedback from our contractors and helping you guys figure out what you guys want to hear about more. And we'll keep doing that kind of stuff. So anyways, but thank you so much for watching today. I hope you guys have an amazing day. I hope you guys are inspired and you guys are motivated and hopefully a little bit better equipped to go out and build something awesome today. So we'll see you guys next week for American Contractor Show. Thanks a lot, guys. Thanks for joining us today on the American Contractor Show. Be sure to subscribe, hit that thumbs up, and leave your comments below. We'll see you guys in the next one.